弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters and friends.
记得我在上小学四年级的时候，小学四年级多大？
10岁吧。
我们家住在一个林业学校的大院内。
Pastor recalled that when he was about fourth grade, he lives in a big community with a forestry school.
从我们的居住区到教学区，以及到后边大面积的林场、实验林场，所到之处都是五颜六色的花卉、经济的树木和各种各样的水果树。
Because of forestry college, so no matter it's a living area or academic area, and we also have a large piece of forest.
在我
We
们家的后院儿，
have all kinds of trees and fruit trees and flowers.
在我们家后院有一片不小的菜园子。
And in my house backyard, we have a pretty large vegetable garden.
所以从小我就享受着，在中国大陆小学语文课本中有一课写到，说是"房前屋后，种瓜点豆"。那样一个生活。
So I really lived in a life that's like described in an elementary Chinese book. It says that surrounding your house, you have all kinds of vegetables.
我还记得我上中小学放寒假、暑假的期间，常常会到生活在农村的外婆外爷家里边。住一段时间，随着他们一起到庄稼地里边干一些力所能及的活。
And I like to spend time with my grandparents who live in the countryside, so I can work in the garden with them.
高中毕业之后，18岁的我，随着上山下乡的大潮，落户农村，当了一个真正的农民。
And after high school, I was 18 years old, and everyone, just like everyone else in my generation, we were all sent to the countryside to live with the farmers.
那在我们落户的那个村子里边，总共53个青年学生分成了12个小组，其中呢，唯独我们家门前郁郁葱葱的一片绿绿的蔬菜。
Among the 53 young students, we were divided into 12 groups, and only the lucky me, I have a house that has a small piece of land that I can build a garden, vegetable garden.
你在我门前，我不但种了蔬菜，我还搭了个架子，上面结满了丝瓜和金瓜。在那个时候，蔬菜特别缺少的时候，解决了我们吃菜难的问题。
I even built planted different
这是。
not just vegetables, but those pumpkins and cucumbers and so forth. So it really solved our problem of having difficulty, other people having difficulty finding vegetables.
青少年朋友们，当时我们只有18、19岁呀。
And I like to share with the youth that we were at that time 18 to 19 years old.
那今天来到了北美，如果在房前屋后不去种瓜点豆的话，不栽种一些果树的话，我的手就会痒痒。
So I feel very itch if I do not develop a vegetable garden surrounding my house.
当然，干一些前后院子的活呢，对我来讲是离开电脑桌以后，是一个非常非常好的一个休息的方式。
But actually, it's one of the best ways for me to get relief from not dealing with electronics.
干压着活，调整大脑休息，
Can help me get some rest on my brain.
同时也能使自己与大自然亲密的接触，过那种接地气的生活。
It also give me a great chance to meet the ground, the great nature.
更能够享受神所赐予的丰盛的果实。
Enjoy all God's creation.
看起来舒服很多哈。门前一片荒草地，现在变了。
You see some improvements.
所以我再次我想请问打理过自家菜园子的弟兄姐妹们，以您自己的经验，一颗西红柿能长多高？
Let me ask you, those who have experience in developing your own garden, how tall can a tomato grow?
你们家种的西红柿能长到一人高吗？甚至超过我的高度吗？
Can that be taller than me?
一颗西红柿能结多少颗？五十个、一百个，还是更多
？How many fruits one tomato tree can grow?
做了基督徒之后，我们有两个最基本的功课要学习。
After becoming Christians, we have two basic lessons.
也就是两样最基本的事情要去学习和实践，哪两样？
We have two most basic things we need to continue to learn and implement. And they are?
读经和祷告。
Reading the Bible and pray.
那我想请问，在我们祷告的时候，我们思想过为什么要祷告吗？
Have you thought about why we need to pray?
那这儿呢，好像给了我们一些回答。
Murray said,
那我们祷告的内容都是什么？是不是每次祷告的时候我们都在向神布置任务？
What's the content of our prayer? Are we all, during the prayer, we always assign mission or task and ask God to fulfill?
求神帮助我解决这个难题，求神帮助我处理那个难处。
Asking help, from God to solve my problems or challenges.
如果这样的话，那我们是不是应该说我们的祷告实际上是在以求的方式和借口在向神发出各样的命令啊？
If that's the content of our prayers, then you can say that we are just using the name of prayers to actually giving orders and commands to the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，祷告是我们作为一个基督徒一生中要学习和实践的一个重要的功课。
So brothers and sisters, we Christians, this is one of the most important lessons, to learn and continue to practice.
祷告更是维持我们教会敬拜秩序的非常非常重要的一个环节。
And it's a very, very critical, link in the church's order in worship.
那下面我将借着提摩太前书二章一到十五节的经文分两次的时间，也就是这一周和下下一周，与大家一起来学习讨论关于教会敬拜生活的秩序。
So I'm going to use this week and next Sunday to deliver two sermons regarding theorder of the church's worship life.
这一周和下下一周。
The order of the church worship life.
今天我就借着提摩太前书第二章一到七节的经文，从三个方面我们来一起的学习讨论关于教会敬拜生活秩序上半部分普世福音性祷告。
Today we will focus on the first seven verses and we willstudy the three dimensions of this topic called the global evangelistic prayers.
那我们首先借着提摩太前书二章第一节和第二节上半部分来讨论普世福音性祷告的本质。
Let's look at what is the essence of this prayer. Look at the first two verses of chapter 2.
提摩太前书二章一节和二节上半部分，我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此。
Here repeat the scripture. I urge then, first of all, that request, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority.
提摩太前书第二章是在第一章针对教会的属灵治理所发出的关于爱的命令之后一个转折，所以我劝。
The second chapter following the first chapter, and first chapter was about giving out a command of love. So this is a turning point. Therefore, it starts with a I urge them.
我们和合本这里边多了一个你，实际上是所以我劝这样两个词儿。
In other words, it means so or therefore I urge you.
那圣经在这里劝告，我们就说这个你，这个你指的是谁呀？
So what does this you refer to?
这个你不单单指的是当时的收信人年轻的提摩太牧师，而且是针对整个教会的众人，也是对当时和今天所有信徒所发出的劝告。
So this you not only was the receiver of this letter, Pastor Timothy, but also everybody in that particular church. It's also relevant to all of us Christians today.
那这个劝告就是在教会敬拜生活的秩序中，第一件事情，第一要紧的事情，首要的事情，最重要的事情是什么呀？就是在神前尽上我们祷告的职责。
In other words, the most important thing, the ever most important thing is for church worship life is to fulfill our duty of praying.
并且我们看到经文在这里对祷告的对象、祷告的范围界定的非常非常的明确。
This
万人。
The scripture also very clearly indicates who are the objects that we should pray for, and the answer is everyone.
那万人这个词儿在提摩太前书第二章一到七节这里边多次的出现。
We see in just in those seven verses, we see this everyone appears several times.
那这个万人指的就是要为到当今普遍到全世界，普世一切一切所有的人。
That means everyone on earth.
为所有的人祷告。
Everyone on earth.
这就是我们今天要思想讨论的主题：普世福音性祷告的出处。
That is how I came up with this global evangelistic prayer.
那提到万人。有的弟兄姐妹可能会不会来思想，或者说有疑问，为所有的人祷告，难道也要为那些无恶不作的人，杀人放火的强盗，贪赃枉法，草菅人命，灭绝人性的战争贩子，为他们也要祷告吗？
So this presents a challenge to Christians. Should we also pray for those evil and bad guys?
神非常了解我们的难处，所以在劝告的一开始就为我们预备了四个关于祷告的措辞或者是祷告的要素。
God certainly knows the dilemma we face. Therefore, He had prepared for us the four vocabularies about the prayer.
或者我们可以说是四个可以称之为祷告时所要遵守的礼仪前提。
We can also look at these four items as the necessary elements in a prayer.
恳求。
First one is request or petition.
是指为了人的需要和缺乏向神发出的恳请和要求。
And that is to plead to God because of people's needs and shortage.
祷告的确切含义是怀着挚爱、崇敬、敬畏的心对神倾心吐意。
Prayer means talking to God with a sincere love, honor, and reverence to God.
代求、 代求是什么意思？代他人求。
Number three is intercession.
它真正的意思含有亲密的陈述，没有胆怯的，就是坦然无惧的进到神面前，自由而亲密的和神交谈。
It means that come to God and talk to Him in an intimate way without any reservation or fear.
那第四个祝谢是指着满怀着感激的之情，缅怀以往神所赐给我们的怜悯而发出的一种感谢的祷告。
Thanksgiving here is to pray with that kind of attitude of giving thanks to God and recall what He has done, all His grace and mercy on you.
所以在我们张嘴祷告之前，我们要有这样的礼仪，要有这样的预备，也就是满怀感激之情，坦然无惧地到神面前倾心吐意，为了人的需要和缺乏，以亲密挚爱敬畏的心向神发出恳请和要求。
So a prayer is to come to God with a thanksgiving heart and talk to Him bluntly without any reservation or fear and bring out people's and even your needs and shortage with a thanksgiving, honoring, and loving attitude.
这就是经文再次向我们所发出的关于祷告所要遵从的礼仪的劝告，普世福音性祷告的本质。
So this verse 1 show us the necessary elements or attitudes we should have regarding prayer.
那当我们祷告之前要一提到万人，提到万人的时候，我们首先想到谁
？So, when we talk about everyone, pray for everyone. Who are the ones that we think of first?
因为当我当时刚做基督徒学习祷告的时候，一提到为别人祷告，我第一个想到的就是我的外婆。
When I became a new Christian several years ago, the first time I heard that we should pray for others, the first person I came to my mind was my grandma.
那经文在这里一提到万人，首先提到的是什么人呢？新汉语译本，提摩太前书2:1-2，所以我劝你，最重要是为万人，为君王和一切在高位的祈求祷告，代求感谢。
Verse 1, it mentioned pray for the kings, emperors, and all those are in high positions.
新汉语译本，这是由香港汉语圣经协会前后花了16年的时间，于2010年4月最新出版的新汉语译本的新约圣经。
So this is a new translation published in 2010 by a group in Hong Kong after they spent 16 years.Of development.
那这个翻译本，它将提摩太前书2:1-2合并起来。
Here, this translation combines the first two verses of Timothy chapter 2.
这意思就是劝告我们为万人祷告，首先要想到的对象就是那些国家的君王和重权在握的高官们。
It means that the first thing you think of is the kings and all those who have high positions.
那这样的劝告，无论对初代的教会，还是对当今教会的信徒而言，我相信都是一个非常大的挑战。
This urge or command presents a big challenge to Christians.
因为当时保罗写提摩太前书这封书信的时候，他所到之处都是在罗马帝国所统治的辖区内。
Recall that when Paul wrote this epistles, that during that time the place was all controlled by Roman Empire.
而那个时候在位的罗马皇帝是谁呀？教会历史刚刚讨论过，那个时候的罗马皇帝就是那个叫尼禄的。
And the Caesar, the king, at that time was the most cruel ruler, Nero.
那个尼禄皇帝可以称是好事做尽，坏事做绝。
This Nero was an infamous king in human history.
他头脑里边想象的罗马城呢，他有陶渊明的那个思想，就是一片美好的，让百姓过上美好的生活。我的生活环境也要非常美，所以他面对当时罗马城里边的拥挤、扰乱的、脏乱差的环境，他希望全面的改造罗马城。
This king tried to create a beautiful surrounding of his palace, and that is within the Roman city. And he saw the slums and the bad rundown area.
但是他的计划里边要建造一个豪华的王宫，所以这个他的这个理想呢没有实现，比较难实现。怎么样呢？他就派军队在黑夜里悄悄的一把火把罗马城给烧了，烧了六天七夜。
So he sent out his troops to set fire and let those rundown slump area burn for 7 days, 6 nights.
然后他又假模假样的，当时着火他在外地，又赶回来以后把他的宫殿开放，让那些无家可归的人来居住，给他们食物，给他们什么什么什么样吃。但是人们的怀疑还是聚焦在他头上，他为了摆脱这样的怀疑，就把这样纵火的责任嫁祸于基督徒。
This hypocrite emperor opened up his palace to let the refugees come into his place to eat and stay, but people still did not deflect the people's suspicion that it was his idea to set fire. So he find a way to shift the blame to Christians.
他并且下令残酷地迫害基督徒，那个手法是令人发指的。
And he ordered persecution to Christians.
所以我们可以想象，当时的信徒面对保罗的这样的劝告，你们要为君王和一切在高位的祷告的这样的劝告的时候，他们心中是怎么样的一个想法，一种感受。
So you can imagine what a challenge it was when Christians received Paul's letter which urged them to pray for the rulers.
那种挑战，再加上历世历代以来的统治者，要么呢，我们可以数算一下，要么是暴君，要么是不敬神，要么呢，制定各种各样的苛捐杂税来盘剥百姓。
We also saw that in human history, most of the rulers are either tyrants, or not honoring God, or setting up a lot of the high tax and all the ways to rip up general people.
好，那我们放下这个残忍，来一个脑筋急转弯，就是在我们今天，我们教会提到为君王和一切在高位的祷告的时候，我们会为他们祷告什么？
So even if we come down to today, we saw the rulers in different countries. When we come to this verse of teaching, how should we pray for them?
那通常我们是不是求神赐给他们有智慧、有公义，让他们能够公平地治理国家，使他们善待国民百姓啊？
Isn't it that we should pray so that those rulers has the wisdom and to carry out justice to rule their countries and be good to their people.
面对这样的问题，接下来的提摩太前书二章第二节的后半部分做出了回答。
Verse 2, the second half has a response.
普世福音性祷告的益处。
And that is the benefits of doing those kind of evangelical prayers.
提摩太前书二章第二节后半部分，使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
That we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness.
从表面看，哎，好像跟刚才说的一样，平安无事的度日嘛。
It seems that this says have an easy life, live peaceful and quiet lives.
我想请问大家，现今在这个世界上，因为上次我说给大家了，在这个世界上有多少人相信了耶稣，相信了基督？那今天呢，我们大家又有一个问题，在这个世界上有多少君王和在高位的不信神？有多少？
Last time I preached, I show you statistics of how many Christians, this in world's population today.
But 今天我拿不出数据来，但是呢，我想我们有没有想到为他们永恒的灵魂来祷告？
But today I want to ask you, have you ever prayed for those rulers, pray for their eternal soul, even though they don't honor God?
我们有没有想到为他们能够为罪悔改而接受耶稣基督的福音而祷告呢？
Have we prayed for their salvation, for their turning around?
但是呢，有一条我们可以从经文里边看不到，看不到什么呢？就是经文这里没有劝告信徒为了推翻那邪恶的君王，为了推翻那些暴君而祷告，没有这样写。
But one thing we can be sure that the scripture never mentioned anything about praying so you can overthrow those evil rulers.
反倒是我们可以读一段经文，现代中文译本彼得前书二章十三、十四、十五节。为了主的缘故，你们要顺从人间的掌权的，就是在上的君王和他所委派执行讲善罚恶的长官，因为上帝的旨意是要你们以好行为来堵住那般糊涂人的无知之口。
Came to First Peter chapter 2, verse 13. For the sake of the Lord, submit yourselves to every human authority, to the emperor who is the supreme authority.And to the governors who have been appointed by him to punish the evildoers and to praise those who do good. For God wants you to silence the ignorant talk of foolish people by the good things you do.
那现在我们来就从经文里边来看一看，来思想一下普世福音性祷告的益处的真谛所在。
So let's see what is the benefit of having global evangelistic prayers.
敬虔、端正这两个词所描写的、所期望的是在教会和信徒身上体现出能够让人看得见的、可以被观察的生活的特色。
The godliness and holiness are the two characteristics of Christian life.
因为在整个罗马帝国统治的时代，罗马政府制定了相对自由的信仰政策。
During the Roman ruling at that time, the Roman government developed a relatively free policy about faith.
因为他所统治的帝国的范围非常非常的大，各民族的人都有，所以他们虽然有一个自由的信仰政策，就是容许被他们所占领、所管辖的各民族敬拜自己所相信的神。
They allow those a variety of people to worship their own god or deity.
但是它有一个前提，就是必须同时敬拜两样东西。一个呢是罗马的女神，就是在以弗所城。在提摩太所担任牧师的教会的那个城，就是保罗写这封信的对象的那个教会所在的地方，有一个巨大的庙，就是罗马女神米蒂亚，要拜她。
Okay, but there are two conditions. Okay, people can worship their own god, but the premise or the conditions is that they also need to simultaneously worship the Roman goddess called Artemis, and also worship the spirit of the Roman emperor.
另外一个呢， 就是要他们同时要拜罗马皇帝的灵。
Also worship the spirit of the Roman emperor.
这样的目的呢，是表示他们对罗马的效忠。
To show their loyalty.
然而，当时有一个唯一的例外，就是出于犹太人这个特别的民族，他们历史以来只拜一神，绝不拜其他的神。
But the Roman government also allowed one exception, and that is for the Jews, because they only worship one God.
所以当时的罗马政府允许犹太人不必向皇帝敬拜献祭，但是呢，要为皇帝的健康向你们所信的神来祈祷。
So at that time, the Roman Empire allowed or permit the Jews not to worship the spirit of the Roman emperors. However, they request the Jews to pray for the health of Caesar or the emperor in front of God.
那这个历史的背景告诉我们，并且在当时的希罗环境，希腊罗马环境中是非常盛行的对罗马女神、罗马皇帝的尊敬、崇拜的一种态度和行为。
So the godliness refers to the backdrop at that time, the Roman and Greek environment where they worship the goddess and the spirit of the emperor.
那端正呢，也可以称为是庄重、端庄的意思。
And holiness can also be called modesty.
那在当时的希腊文化，它这种称呼呢，是推崇在一个敬虔者身上所外在显现出来的一种可以度量的、可以看得见的那种高贵的、认真的、令人尊敬的美德。说这个人如果是端重、端庄、端正的人的话，你能看到他的那种气质。
The holiness refers to a person, the virtue of a person that shows being noble, being sincere and respectful.
所以在那样一个敬虔、端正、崇拜假神和皇帝的社会环境中所生活的基督徒们，是不是要表现得更加的敬虔、更加的端正，才配做那个唯一真神耶稣基督的信徒啊？在那个环境中
，So for people in that environment, even non-believers, they can be very godly and holy. Therefore, for Christians, they need to be even more godly and holy.
所以吕振中牧师他在翻译圣经的时候，他深刻的体会到了这一点。你看他的翻译。
So, Mr. 吕振中 has this the Chinese translation because he sends this particular comparison.
使我们可以用十二分的敬虔和庄重。
So his translation is that, so that we can have 120% holiness and godliness.
只有这样，教会的敬拜和基督徒的生活才能够达到一种境界。这种境界是什么呢？
And only through this kind of effort, the worship life for Christians can reach a status.
这种境界就是平安无事。
And that status is living a peaceful and quiet life.
平安是指没有外界骚扰的平静。
Peace,
那无事呢，是指以源自于内心的安静。
Peace means there's no disturbance from outside. Quiet means your inner peace.
但是请大家注意，经文这里的平安无事并不一定局限于一种国家受君王政府的保护，而 国泰民安的那种太平生活。
The peaceful and quiet life here is not confined to a situation where a country is protected and there's no war.
着重描写，甚至说是期望的是，教会以及信徒。我们在我们所生活的这个环境中所呈现出来的一种理想的状况，我们给人的一种德行。
But rather, this peaceful and quiet life refers to an expectation of from Christians that they should show out or illustrate that kind of peace and quietness in their life.
这也就是说，教会的敬拜秩序、基督徒的生活的形态所表现出的，应该是一种敬虔庄重的、平静平安、不惹是生非的、不引起外部社会和内部教会的骚动、扰乱和纷争不和，达到能够吸引那些未信的人渴慕在教会里面所传的真道和神的福音。
So, a church life should have this kind of peaceful and quietness. It means no quarrel, does not arouse problems outside, and there's no internal fighting. Therefore, the church life can attract non-believers to the truth that they were sharing.
用这样的教会秩序，用这样的信徒的生活的形态，最终是那些未信者因为相信神的道而蒙恩得救。
Therefore, it attracts your lifestyle attract people to you.
这就是我们所讲的普世性福音祷告的益处之所在。
And that's why it's the benefit of having the global evangelistic prayers, because you can attract people to church and become Christians.
我们这样讲的原因呢，就是因为在初代教会那个时期整个的状况下，在那个时候跟随耶稣基督的使徒们以及作者保罗，他们所肩负的是传福音的大使命。
Because the greatest commission for the apostles including Paul at that time during the early stage of the Christian church, their greatest commission is to spread gospel.
那提摩太前书二章三到七节就告诉了我们普世性福音祷告的原因之所在。
So verses 3-7 tell us the causes or the reasons of having a global evangelistic prayers.
那首先第三节福音性祷告蒙神悦纳。
Verse 3 says, this kind of prayer is pleasing to the Lord.
提摩太前书二章三节，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
Verse 3 says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior.
如果每一个耶稣基督的信徒既能将为万人得救的祷告作为我们心中的负担的话，又能以高贵的、认真的、令人尊敬的那种个人的美好的生命做见证，哇，这是一个什么样的结果？
So if every Christian has a burden to pray for everyone else and also can live a life that is honorable and respectful and bear good testimonies for the Lord.
这就是神所喜悦的、可悦纳的信徒的生命见证。
This is the kind of life that is pleasing to God.
那么我来看这个可蒙悦纳，好像从字面上很容易理解，是不是？
Let's also see acceptable in the sight.
那对于当时他们非常熟悉旧约律法的犹太背景的基督徒而言，可蒙悦纳是非常神圣而又得安慰的一种福分。
To the Christians who had the Jewish background and are familiar with the law, being acceptable in the sight of God is a very honorable and comfortable blessing.
因为在旧约时代，蒙神悦纳的事情就是求神赦罪的献祭敬拜活动。
Because in the Old Testament time, in order to be pleased or acceptable by God, it's the offerings.
那新约圣经这里所强调的蒙神悦纳的敬拜活动是什么？是什么？我们一直在讨论的。旧约是献祭，新约是什么？祷告。
So in the Old Testament time, you need to do the offerings. In the New Testament time, it has been replaced by prayers.
为万人得救而做普世福音性的祷告。
So to pray for everyone on earth for their salvation.
也就是说，新约时代以来敬拜活动中蒙神悦纳的祭物。从宰杀的牲畜过渡成为了祷告。
So here we see a change from offering the animal that have been slaughtered to pray for others.
这对初代教会的信徒来讲是一个重大的挑战呢。他们习惯了牵牛牵着羊去敬拜的时候宰杀，你现在不让他牵了，只是来举个手，闭上眼睛祷告，哇，这么轻松吗？
So this is present a big challenge to early church believers because they have get used to bring the offerings, bring the sheep or goat, or cattle to make offerings, and now you ask them bring nothing, just use your hands and pray.
这是一个挑战，因为下边
This is a great challenge because
福音性祷告合神心意
Because it is pleasing to God.
提摩太前书二章四节，他愿万人得救，明白真道。
Verse 4 says, "Who wants God wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth."
既然神的心意是愿意万人得救，接受永生的恩典，所以作为基督徒，为了那些还没有接受救恩的他人，摆上我们的福音性的祷告，是完全合神心意的。
So to pray for those who have not been saved, this kind of prayer is will earn God's heart.
这个提醒，这个挑战对我们来讲好像看不出来，实际上呢，对我们真的是一个挑战。就是说，在我们以往可能那种简单的，或者叫朴实的，或者是一种不完全的那种福音性的一种救恩中，我们理解的是什么？信耶稣上天堂，不信耶稣下地狱。我拿到了天堂钥匙以后，在这个世界上我该做什么事情就做，其他事情 I don't care。
So some Christians have this misconcept or misunderstanding, thinking that they already got the ticket to the heaven, so they probably don't need to do much, or they don't have to do anything else.
我们得救还要明白真道，什么是真道？
So the Bible says that not only we need to be saved, but also need to have the knowledge of truth.
提摩太前书第二章五节上半部分，因为只有一位神，这就是真道。
What is the truth? And that is verse 5.
我们要祷告，使我们能够成为一个为我们所相信的独一的创造的救主做那美好的见证。
We need to pray because we want to bear witness for this one and only God.
我们要祷告，使我们能够成为一个为我们所相信的那位神人之间唯一的中保而降世为人的耶稣基督做那美好的见证而祷告。
We want to pray because we want to be bear good witness for this one and only one media between God and man, Jesus Christ.
我们要祷告，使我们能够成为一个我们所相信的那位在十字架上牺牲自己，为了人类的罪一次过的付上了赎价的救恩，做那美好的见证而祷告。
We also want to pray so that we can bear good witness for Christ who was give his life as a ransom for all men.
第六节这里，到了时候，这势必证明出来，是不是有一点费解
？Verse 6, second half says, the testimony given in its proper time.
我们看天主教斯高本的翻译，他奉献了自己为众人做赎价，这事在所规定的时期已被证实。
The Catholic Chinese translation of the same verse says that he devoted himself to be the ransom for all men, and this thing has been proved at its ordained time.
那提摩太前书2:5-6用了三个词，人、赎价、中保，将主耶稣基督道成肉身，为人赎罪，升天，为人代求的这个救恩，非常简明地铺陈出来。
So verse 6 mentions three terms, the ransom, man, and mediator.
这就是我们基督徒所要明白的真道，人、赎价、中保。
So the man, ransom, and mediator, this is the truth we need to understand.
第七节，福音性祷告见证福音的使命。
Verse 7,
我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信学习真道。我说的是真话，并不是谎言。
Verse 7, and for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying.
大家从这些经文的字面意的意思，能否体会到作者保罗他内心深深的一种忧虑
？Can you sense the deep worry that Paul has from this verse?
我说的是真话，是实话，我没有撒谎哎。
He said, "I'm telling the truth. I'm not lying."
加拉太书2:7，他们看出上帝把传福音给外邦人的任务交给了我，正像他把传福音给犹太人的任务交给彼得一样。因为上帝以他的大能使我成为外邦人的使徒，正像他使彼得成为犹太人的使徒一样，保罗的责任使命就是向外国人传福音。
From Galatians 2, Paul tell his audience that he was appointed to be the apostle to the Gentile, just like Peter had been appointed to the Jews.
那作为外邦人、非犹太人的使徒，保罗他常年奔走于世界各地，广传福音，建立教会，教导、培养教会的领袖。
So Paul has spent his life, travel around many places of the world and share gospels, establish churches, develop church leaders.
但是在罗马帝国的大都市以弗所城内，这个他曾经日夜用眼泪劝诫教导了3年之久的名声在外的规模很大的教会中，发生什么样的事情啊？
But even in this a church in Ephesus, where he spent 3 years, day and night, teaching and advising the believers, and it was a famous church.
假教师传不正确的教义，流传荒唐的传说和故事，利用无穷的家谱攀比自己的出身、权力和地位。
Still, problems arise. problems of forced teaching and emphasis on ridiculous legends and stories, or study the endless genealogies in order to show off their family backgrounds and status.
所以在当时的以弗所教会里面所呈现出的是无休止的辩论、争吵，导致的混乱的局面。
And as a result, in the church, there were endless debates and quarrel. And it's a chaotic situation.
所以那个时候，他就差派自己年轻的助手提摩太前去教导牧养，而且提出了前面的劝告。
And at that backdrop, he sent out Timothy, to minister to that church.
在19世纪的英国，有几个刚刚从国外的神学院毕业的青年的传教士，特意到伦敦城去参观大教会。
In 19th century, Great Britain, there were several young missionaries graduated from foreign seminaries. They went to London to just try to tour a big church, famous church.
想见识聆听名人名目的传道。
They want to see why some preachers became so famous.
那在一个天气炎热的早晨，他们来到了可以容纳6000人聚会的大都会会幕堂。
In one hot morning, they went to this Metropolitan Tabernacle that can hold 6,000 people worshiping together.
那在礼拜堂门口站着一个人，上前对他们说：“哇，诸位看起来好像是主的工人，想必你们喜欢参观我们礼拜堂的锅炉。”
So one person who stand in front of the building, church building, came up and told them, "You gentlemen look like God's servant." So I think that you might be interested in touring the boilers of our church.
我可以引导你们去看一看。
I can show you this boiler.
他们在这个炎热的日光照射下，本来没有心去想看锅炉啊，什么锅炉呢？但是呢，碍于情面，只好跟着他去，下到地下室。
In that hot morning, of course, they are not interested in seeing the boilers, but they had hard time to say no, so they followed that tour guy.
当那个人打开了一扇门，低声对他说：“请注意看，这就是我们教会的热力发源处。”
And that person led them to the basement, open up a door and tell them silently, Gentlemen, this is where the power of our church came out.
当他们朝门内看了一眼之后，大大的震惊。
And when they opened the door, they were greatly shocked.
他们看到的是600多人跪在地上祷告。
What they saw was more than 600 people kneeling on the ground, praying.
为楼上即将开始的那个聚会和那个名目的讲道而祷告。
They are praying for the worship that is going to start soon.
而那位引导他们的不是别人，正是该会堂的牧师，被称为英国19世纪真理的声音讲道王子司布真。
And the tour guide is no one else but the chief pastor of that church, the famous British preacher. People said that he's a prince of preaching, Charles Spurgeon.
这是斯布真牧师最为自豪的。他说有一群忠心的献上祷告的会友，是他的力量的来源。
According to Pastor Spurgeon, he felt that he can preach with power. The secret is that there's a group of faithful church members who are willing to pray for him.
在旧约时代敬拜的时候，大家牵牛牵羊的来到教会献祭，和新约我们现在的时代，大家呢张开口祷告，大家愿意选择哪一个？你是愿意每次来教会牵着牛羊来呢，还是愿意只举上手张开口祷告？你愿意选择哪个？
So let me ask you, do you prefer to bring sheep or cow to make offerings, or would you rather just open up your mouth and pray?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，盼望借着今天的经文能够激励并唤起大家为普世福音广传而献上祷告的信心和行动。
It's my great wish that today's sermon will urge you, encourage you to pray for everyone on earth.
普世性福音祷告是我们基督徒教会生活不可分割的重要的一部分。
And this is a necessary element in our Christian life.
是我们的福音施工发展进步的发动机。
And that is the generator or power source of our all what we do.
请大家为我们每一个基督徒愿意为教会普世福音性祷告的发动机添一点点油而祷告，为我们愿意祷告而祷告，好不好？
So would you pray so that we are willing to pray?
更是我想迫切地邀请大家，求神感动我们每一位基督徒，每个月至少你能有一次来教会参加每周晚上的祷告会，好不好？
It's also my plea that at least you come one Wednesday night in a month.
使我们教会的普世福音施工的发动机保持强劲有活力。
So that the generator of our church prayer machine can have enough power.
南文华人基督教会祷告会在每周三晚上7:30 to 9:00教会的图书馆。
Every Wednesday night, 7:30 to 9:00, we have the church prayer meeting over here.
来吧，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Please come, brothers and sisters.
多美的地方啊。
What a beautiful place. Plus, we have two languages.
我们一起祷告。恩主，我们慈爱的阿爸父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。愿主您的话语真的是成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Oh Lord, we thank you for your words, because your words are the light.Light post in the path that we are walking.
求主您感动我们，引领我们，激励我们，使我们的生命蒙主您悦纳。
May you guide us, help us, encourage us, so that our lives are pleasing to you.
使我们能够肩负主您所赐给我们大使命这样的信心，为此而献上我们衷心的祷告。
So that we can stand strong.On the commission that you have given to us.
求主您的圣灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
这样的感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray with a thanksgiving heart in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.